T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Football Friday on The Fan.
Look, somebody!
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the ALNA Sportsbook. Watch the games on the region's largest video wall and wager on your team at the ALNA Sportsbook.
Football Friday with Danny and Dusty on 1080.
Take the fight to them.
The Fan.
Right, hour number 3, Danny and Dusty with you. Portland Pilots gonna do this, man.
They're gonna get it, man.
They're gonna do it. I can only imagine what Jason Swigart is doing right now.
I hope I win.
We have Will Ortner. He will send over any swaggasms that we get.
We did hear one.
We did hear a little bit of one.
Little teaser.
He's gonna be excited.
He's a happy squirrel right now.
They're up 10 over Villanova.
23.2. Go.
Look at this. Upset City. Upset City. There's a lot of college football going on right now in the world of college football. Two Pac-12 games that Russ was telling you about. Arizona State trailing Arizona 17-14, and then you have UCLA up 7-0 on Cal. But there is one insurmountable lead. You see Nebraska's up 17-0 over Iowa?
Good God. Might as well be 71-0.
Yeah. I went and I looked this up. Do you know how many points Iowa scored in the month of September?
A month of September?
Yeah.
15.
20.
God.
They scored 20 points in the month. Excuse me. The last game, they scored 27 points. Sorry. I looked at the wrong side of the score.
Oh.
I looked at the losing side of that score. I'm sorry. But they beat South Dakota State 7-3.
And that was without a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then two safeties and a field goal.
And then they beat Iowa, or they lost to Iowa State 10-7.
Uh-huh.
And they ended up beating Nevada 27.
7-3 and a touchdown wasn't scored. Like, what does that do to your brain when I say that? When you start to math that up? Yeah.
It makes way more sense when they lose to Illinois earlier this year 9-6.
God.
9-6. Yeah, insurmountable lead potentially in Iowa there.
That kind of football sets football back 100 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. Okay, I asked this question to you before we hit the break. You mentioned, like, the Giants. If they get, you said a Kirk Cousins. I'll say Jimmy Garoppolo, because he's, in all likelihood, going to be on the move at the end of this year. And I talked about this on Wednesday when they benched Zach Wilson, that, dude, Jimmy G in New York with the Jets, watch out.
That's a handsome man in New York.
And he's got a connection to Robert Saleh. I said he'd clean up in Little Italy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You come on.
Lord.
Come on. But Giants or Jets, better fit for Jimothy Garoppolo?
Jets.
Jets.
Jets are closer.
Jets are closer, but I will spin this one back at you. What about the fact that Brian Daboll is a really good offensive coach and an offensive mind that can help him along a lot?
Do you want that, though? Do you want the guy that helps out Jimmy, or do you want the guy that just lets Jimmy be Jimmy, doesn't force him to be anything that he is, and plays defensive?
I think that is why Brian Daboll would be so great with him, is because, I mean, look at Shanahan. Him with Shanahan is great because they work so well with each other. And, like, you think of what Daboll has done to tailor his offense to Daniel Jones.
It's, which, my God,
way different than what he did with Josh Allen in Buffalo. And having that ability to tailor, I think that both of them, I mean, both of them would be great options if you're Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, up your profile. They're not going to like the fact that he's not that game breaker.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, Jets are closer, but you're not that far off with the Giants either, though, right now.
No.
You got a really good offensive line. You got one of the best running backs in the league. You get a couple weapons for him to play with on the outside.
That's the kicker.
Watch out now.
The Jets have the weapons, and if they, let's say Breece Hall comes back healthy, you're cooking with gas, I think, real quick there.
Yeah, I love Garrett Wilson. Yeah. I think Wilson he's fantastic. If you can ever keep Corey Davis healthy, he's a good addition there. It seems like things are working out with Elijah Moore. Like, mm-hmm. He's actually talking to the media and saying, can Zach Wilson just, like, please, like, throw the ball up? Just, like, throw it my way?
It's a little weird that Zach Wilson, his character arc has gone this far sideways already.
Yeah.
Like, did you see this coming?
With Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
I didn't think he'd be like a star in the NFL, but I didn't think that it would burn down this way.
No.
Where it's like a full-on dis. It's really hard to see the guys. Like, Johnny Manziel is a guy that you probably could. It's really hard to find a guy where you're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be just a dumpster fire because of the personality.
His teammates are going to hate him.
I didn't see that with Zach Wilson, being like a hateable guy in that mm-hmm. locker room. But the way that they held his hand and they, like, hired his personal quarterback coach last year and they kind of just babied him, and then that led to him taking zero responsibility when your offense sucks.
Nice save.
Thank you.
That was about to just fire out.
That was about to fire out.
And I don't know if Rust was ready with a dump button quite there.
Jeff Rust has no idea what was about to be said. It's perfect.
No. You're
professionalism.
Yeah, that was close.
Sorry. Yeah,
that's the closest I think I've ever seen you get to doing that.
Yeah, when your offense is not good, that and then you have zero accountability.
I'm gonna blame that on the tryptophan.
That's brutal. That is a brutal way to go down.
Yeah. Oh God, it's the worst. It's one thing to just suck, because you can you can square that away.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of mutinied in your own locker room because you're an a-hole? Oof.
And on the
you heels, can't shake that.
On the heels of that game, it was one of those situations where you look out and you go, okay, now is this the media making a bigger deal of it? Because he and that Connor Hughes guy that asked the question, there was friction between he and
Clearly
Wilson.
That's something there in the media.
So it may have just been, like, I was sitting there being like, well, maybe he's just being dismissive of Connor Hughes, but then you hear the rumblings that the players in the locker room didn't like the way he was walking around taking no accountability, yeah. And then you go, oh, and then the full-on, we're benching him and going to Mike White, you're like, oh, no, there's real problems with the way he handles himself in that locker room, and they really don't like him.
Yeah, the second that Saleh has to come out and bench him, that's when you're just like, yikes.
Brutal. All right, 5-0, what?
Oh, so, yeah, Jimmy G in New York, that's as the Jets.
I think that's it.
That's a playoff team.
Oh, yeah.
That's a playoff team.
Yeah, and if they draft anywhere nearly as well as they did this past year, it could be scary how good they are.
Yeah.
All right. 503-250-1080. Blazers have lost 4 in a row. They're in New York City. They're taking on the Knicks. When do we stop with the moral victories? Danny Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, so Portland Trailblazers continue their four-game road trip. 0-2 to start. Losses in Milwaukee and Cleveland. They have a four-game losing streak now after losing to Brooklyn, Utah at home prior to the trip. They get the Knicks tonight, 9-9. I guess it's this afternoon, 4:30 tip. When are we done with the moral victories with the Portland Trailblazers? Because I have been watching a team that, without Damian Lillard, all of those things need to be prefaced here, but they've been playing so much better than what our expectations have been. But when do we start readjusting and recalibrating this thing for, all right, you were winning these games earlier. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting run out of gyms near the end.
So one of the things I said during that period of much success, such wow, yes.
Very nice.
Very nice. But that they were coin toss games. They were. They were coin toss games. And that the process was good, but it was masqueraded by the successes.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes good process is not enough in the NBA because you have 82 of them damn things.
Yep.
And sometimes you just have bad nights. You do. Mm-hmm. People want to say, oh, you didn't try hard enough. Da, da, da. There's some of that to it. There's also the fatigue factor. There's also some nights you just don't have it.
Well, and there's also these things called game plans. And teams start getting a book on you. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of, they built up, and we've been talking about this, and they built up so much goodwill with their team in this run to start the season that they gave them a cushion. They gave themselves a pad to fall mm-hmm. back on when ultimately this would happen. But there has to be an adjust.
Yep.
There has to be the counter to it. And where it you can just see it in the Milwaukee game especially was asking Jeremy Grant to pick up that slack on both ends of the floor. He cannot be the elite scorer and elite defender for 48 minutes because Giannis Antetokounmpo got his in that third quarter, and you saw that's where it runs out. Like you can only ask him to do so much and pull so much, and that's where this depth is on the team. It's not there. This is like we were talking about this. Be patient because this not a 41-41 team anymore.
No, it's a
43-45.
Yeah, it's a 44 win team.
Yeah,
which again, you're three games above 500. Here's the thing: you look at that. Let's look at who they've played recently, right? They've played the Nets with Ben Simmons and Kevin Durant. 6'10", 7 foot.
If Kyrie would have been there, they would have won that game because apparently they just play worse with Kyrie.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. But again, big, long team,
yeah.
Right? Milwaukee, big, long team. Cleveland, big, long team. There's a trend here. What is Portland's biggest shortcoming? It's size.
Not with Drew Eubanks out there giving energy.
Listen, I love how hard in him he plays and how much of a red ass he is.
Shaq a trout down.
He's 6'7" and a half, man. Like he's.
Is that really what it is?
They're just not big enough, and that's fine. Yeah. But we all knew that. But we took that and we pushed that to the side because win. We saw wins, and this adjustment took place of like, they're a 50-plus win team. It's like, no, guys, they're just better than being 500.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But as far as the moral victory things, we should be past that because this team, okay, what hasn't happened the last couple games is, and there's a lot going on. Number one, they are banged up. They are not running as much. They are playing in the half court more, and they're shorthanded.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the things that you mentioned with teams figuring some of their stuff out. Justice Winslow started off very hot. Jeremy Grant started off the hottest mm-hmm. he's ever played. Dame had, after his the opening game, had, what, two 40-plus point nights, another like 38-point night, was the player of the week in the opening week of the NBA. So you had a lot of things going on. Then you had Ant, who's been kind of working his way through. He has these terrible first halves and these second halves of games that, when you put it all together, turn out to be just a good game. But mm-hmm. what when they were winning, they had guys that would cover up for those patches. If Ant struggled to start or Dame struggled to start, you had Justice Winslow have a phenomenal start, or Nurkic would carry a quarter, or Jeremy Grant would carry a quarter, or Shaden Sharp. That's yeah. one thing we haven't really talked about much. The last couple of games, Shaden's been poor.
Yes, he has.
And that's you. And again, this isn't to put anything on him. This is rookies. You expect this to happen.
And Nasir Little as well yes. is struggling.
And so, but that's the difference in these games. You look at their last four. They've lost four straight. They've lost by a combined 25 points, otherwise known as the average margin of victory in an NBA game, which is about 6 points. And if you get your 10-12 a night from Shaden Sharp, if you get 8 or 9 a night from Nasir Little, if Anfernee Simons cleans up his shot a little bit more, if Jeremy Grant doesn't have a...
Wait, didn't they lose by 20 to the Cavs?
10. I'm sorry.
114-96. Yeah, they lost by 18 in that game.
I'll have to double check my math.
They got run in that one. Yeah.
Either way. Yeah. My point being is
it's not that bad, though. That's the only blowout that they've
yes,
had.
The,
yeah.
The other yeah. losses were all right there.
Yeah.
And I'm saying all of that to say, listen, if they get a little more of a contribution along the way, they aren't yeah. losing four straight.
Yeah.
They probably should have beaten the Nets. Like, that game was theirs to win. You don't
want
to
the best. Tip in at the end, like, from O'Neal was yes. just like, he just kind of whacked at it, and it was like, oh, look what I found.
But that's it always makes you feel so much worse
yeah.
when you play meh in a loss versus play meh in a win.
Yeah, in that loss to Utah, it was nip and tuck down to the end as well. Really, the only bad loss was that Cleveland
yes.
game. And that's where this whole kind of thing starts, though, is that, like, all right, now you're starting to see – okay, and that defensive matchup is that backcourt is damn good.
I mean, Mitchell and Garland were incredible, and they weren't even turned up to 11.
No, but that is where I say, okay, kid gloves got to come off because Dame at that calf, that is concerning
yep.
because now this is the second time the calf has
in a different spot in the calf.
That's brutal, dude. But you saw how bad the guard matchup is. You're talking about the length.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland aren't that length that you're talking about. That's going to be a big, big factor moving forward and down the road. You know, maybe not today because you're playing the Knicks. They sure wish that they could have some
Donovan Mitchell.
Better guard play. Mm. Oh, yeah, Donovan Mitchell!
Yeah,
wait, Knicks fans got really mad at you because you were telling them all offseason that they're not offering enough.
And turns out they weren't offering enough because it was the poo-poo platter.
Yeah,
and they weren't willing to give up anything of consequence, and
they sure thought they did.
Yeah, and the Cavs did, and now they're reaping the benefits. The Cavs, right now, the Cavs are one player away from being a title contender.
Can I just say, as somebody who's not watched much Cleveland Cavaliers basketball, mm-hmm. I did not realize exactly how spindly Evan Mobley is.
Oh yeah, no, he's not bowl bowl skinny,
right?
But he's not.
He's definitely wiry.
He's wiry. He's not. He's. He's like young Giannis, very very wiry but very controlled. It's not the drunk baby deer Bambi. Like, he's very coordinated. That's what makes him. He's kind of a young Kevin Garnett. Like, he's very skinny, but he's also very 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 impactful. And the funny thing is about that game, that was probably one of the worst games I've ever seen him play. And he actually kept the Blazers kind of in that game with some of his sloppiness. But I also thought the Blazers did a relatively decent job of forcing Mitchell and Garland into yeah. spots.
Yeah.
It's just that they shot the cover off the ball.
Yeah. Well, and Jared Allen too.
Phenomenal.
Great. He was fantastic.
And they kept the Blazers out of the paint effectively, and the Blazers couldn't really hit threes in the second half. Yeah. But I say all of this, the moral victory stuff, take that, pack that stuff away. I hate moral victories.
Yes.
I've never been a moral victory fan. Listen, if you're talking about this team like building the right process, I will always talk process.
Yeah.
Always. And if you want to take the moral victory from the process, and sometimes you just get beat by a better team, which Cleveland and Milwaukee's the best team in basketball.
Yeah.
I will not take other arguments right now.
Especially now that they're getting healthy again, too.
They don't even have Middleton back. Like, yeah. They don't have their second best player, and they are throttling teams.
Yes.
They are a force to be reckoned with. Cleveland, again, is one player away from being a legitimate title contender. Their goal this year should be the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Like that, it should be them, Milwaukee, Boston. One of those three teams is going to mess up and not be there. But those are the three best teams in the East, hands down. Portland hanging with Milwaukee. Moral victory.
I don't like it.
No, if that's what you want to say, fine. I don't care.
Yeah. That's it right there. Like that, guess what? You're going to have to go without Dame for a while now. And if this team mm-hmm. is going to pull themselves up by the bootstraps, that's got to be gone. And that was kind of the discouraging part is coming off of that Milwaukee game. What we saw against Cleveland and the way that their guards were unconscious yeah. and they were getting good looks, that was the one where you go, all right, do we need to look more at the process of playing against better teams then and how teams are adjusting to Portland? What do they need to do to adjust to the top end of the NBA?
And the biggest individual problem, regardless of who's healthy and who's not, is taking care of the ball.
Yeah,
I see this on Twitter, and a few people got irritated, like, oh, thanks, Captain Obvious. My general point was, if the Blazers take care of the ball, they limit their opponent opportunities, and they get better shots, they're in every game.
Yep.
That is the math of this whole problem. And it was like, well, that's every team. Yes, but it's exacerbated by Portland because of the live ball turnovers. Mm-hmm. What this does is this takes away from Portland's transition opportunities, puts them in the half court more often because they're allowing the opponent to go down and score easily and take the ball out of the rim. Mm-hmm. Now their defense is set on the back end. It is a compounding factor that when you look at the games that they've lost, almost all of them have been directly related to turning the ball over, giving the opponent easier opportunities than the Blazers.
Yep.
And without Damian Lillard, who is, again, an offense unto himself, who can problem solve some of that stuff, the room for error is decidedly less.
Yeah, and you're seeing that as Ant has the ball in his hands more now.
The turnovers are spiking.
Turnovers are spiking.
He's been feast or famine.
One that has been wildly frustrating for Blazer fans, I mean, not just this year, but for quite a few years now, is the amount of turnovers that you're getting at the center position too, you know? And that's kind of always been like the, all right, we definitely got to take care of the ball,
no.
especially when you have, and Nurk, I mean, Nurk knows this. I mean, he's a center that
he likes to play make a lot. And but that's the problem. He brings the ball down low. He's not great at making decisions on the move. He's a good stationary passer.
He can be a really good passer.
Yes, but when you get him on the move or you put him in tight spaces or you ask him to make quick decisions, that's where he falters. The problem is, it's the same as true with Drew Eubanks. Yeah. Eubanks tries, but you see when he gets sped up a little bit, it doesn't look right. Watford's really the only big that they have that can make decisions quickly. And even then, he still isn't the best. And you see him kind of make mistakes and learn from them.
Yeah.
So there's maybe a little bit something there. But the Blazers don't have, outside of size, the other thing they don't have is playmaking. Mm. Those are the two things that they are critically lacking. So for all of the Josh Hart stuff and how good he has been, he's the best rebounder.
Are you talking front court playmaking?
Just in general. It's Dame and Ant. That's pretty much the beginning and end of your playmaking.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you have a healthy Damian Lillard, then those two can
it doesn't
get you a long way.
But you need more.
With the strength of Jeremy Grant being that he shouldn't be the creator. He's brought in here not to be the creator, and that's what you want to have those two guys as your creators, your go-to guys.
Yes. You want a guy at that three spot at where Josh Hart is. You want that guy to be a tertiary creator, a guy who keeps the ball greased, keeps the offense moving. Josh Hart he's a play ender. If I get ball, I attack or I shoot. That's his decision tree. And that's not a shot against him. Like, you need those guys. Mm-hmm. You 100% need those guys. Wes Matthews was one of the best play enders the Blazers have ever had. If the ball hit his hands, once the offense was initiated, it was going one of two places, to the rim or to LaMarcus Aldridge. Mm-hmm. That was it. And that was fine. But the Blazers need a third guy to act as a creator within this offense for it to actually really work.
Text 503-250-1080. Wrong. It's the dumb teal jerseys. Ever since they started wearing those ugly ass jerseys, they've sucked.
They have one win in them. They're 1-3 in them.
Well, my question, I like them. Why so much? Why?
Because you have to market them.
I tweeted that the other night.
You have to market them and sell them.
We don't need them every game.
What's coming up?
Christmas. Okay. That's fine. Guess what? Use your social media, not rolling them out every stinking game.
Look at every other team.
It's terrible.
Every other team is doing the exact same thing.
I don't care what the other teams are doing.
They're selling.
Put the Blazers in red and black.
I'm with you.
It's a good changeup, and they just are beating a dead horse with it.
Those brown jerseys, he beat the hell out of them, too.
No, it wasn't this bad, though.
When they first debut them, they always do this. It's like 2 weeks of, like, here you go.
Too much.
Then they'll come back to it later in the season.
Too much. I like them, though.
Yeah, but they're trying to sell them for Christmas, man.
Yeah. Just get the algorithm. Stop putting them on my TV.
You know what? I don't think they're wearing them tonight, though.
Okay. Hey. See, if they win, you know what that's going to open up if they win? The whole different can of worms. 503-250-1080. This is Danny and Dusty. Here's Rust.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
So Slater to inbound on the baseline. Ball deflected. Great hands by Scholler. Pilots have numbers. Perry back to Moses. Who brings the big one with the two-handed jam?
Look at that! A swagasm! The University of Portland. Let's go! Pilots beat Villanova.
Blue blood.
Hells yeah. And they played North Carolina really hard last night.
Pilots are back, baby.
Let's go. Let's go. Punch ticket to the dance.
I do have to say, I think maybe underappreciated due to none of us having really any idea of who plays for the Portland Pilots. But we said when Moses brings the big wood, his name is Moses Wood.
Fantastic.
That is great.
Yeah.
Moses Wood is a great name.
That's like a prime basketball name. Sounds like 1980s big man that maybe wore elbow pads.
What would Moses do?
Yeah, Moses Wood. That is a fantastic.
Moses Wood is a great name.
It for any sport.
Yes,
baseball player. That guy hits dingers. Basketball player. That guy's throw elbows.
Him and Dennis Smith Jr. slanging
football
that wood.
Football. That's a linebacker.
Moses Wood. Oh, my goodness. That hit is biblical when he gets in the backfield. Like, I mean, it is. You got some power behind the name Moses Wood.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for all last names.
No. Like, no.
That one is just
Moses
solid.
Wood. Like, you better have a nice beard, too.
Yes.
Like, you better. Or a strong hair game.
Now I got to Google him.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back to having strong name, I Googled Walt Williams because I was worried that he'd been canceled too, because I was looking for good people named Walt. Walt Williams, not canceled. In fact, Walt Williams, great person. Actually funds a scholarship.
Oh, the Wizard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, great dude.
Great dude.
And knee-high socks.
Great. Yes.
Made me want to wear knee-high socks.
I wore them without him, but I loved Walt Williams, Wizard.
I saw him rock that one game and I went like, I like that look.
Yeah.
I became a knee-high sock guy for all my sports.
Moses Wood.
Not what you think.
Does not have a good beard.
Nope.
How many colleges has this guy played for?
A couple.
I have him in Tulane, UNLV,
and UNLV,
Tulane, and UP. That's a few. That's not a couple. That's a few.
I think he's a Vegas kid, like from Vegas or Reno, perhaps.
But this that
wheeling and dealing.
That transfer portal, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you hopping around.
Oh yeah, almost that entire roster has come from somewhere else.
You got to, though. That's how you change it up, man. Hey, Coach Legs is doing a fantastic job out on the bluff with the UP. Good job. Good job, good effort. Good job, good
out
effort.
On the bluffs is such a great turn of phrase.
Isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Because when you think about Portland, you know what you think of? The bluffs.
No, never.
And yet, it's still.
No, strip clubs.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
What?
The Bluff is actually the name of the newest strip club.
Yeah.
Getting the buff on the bluff.
Hey.
There we go.
Okay.
There's something else that rhymes with bluff that I don't know if we can say.
Oh.
I think we have to break.
We do. We'll get you set. Predictions. We got a rivalry weekend. We got some predictions that we need to get down. Not just Ducks, Beavs, but we got the Apple Cup between the Huskies and the Cougs. USC Notre Dame for the Golden Shillelagh.
Mm-hmm. Jeweled Shillelagh.
Jeweled Shillelagh. Not, it's
that
not
sounds like another strip club.
Hey.
All right, do we want to go down and strip club a rivalry game? Is that what we want to play now?
The Civil War?
No, the Platy. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
We're again ready to send you off on a football-filled weekend, a sports-filled weekend. My goodness. It doesn't get much better than the sports weekend that we have going on. You got the World Cup, 0-0, 0-0.
We didn't lose. We didn't lose.
You see the videos coming out of jolly old London town?
A lot of meltdowns.
Yeah, they're not as jolly. There was a viewing party, you know, where they had like the last World Cup where everybody threw their beers up in the air when they scored. Looks like the same bar. They're throwing beers. But they're like
booing.
Yeah, the English fans are fighting each other.
They're very mad at Southgate for playing a very passive game against the U.S.
Southgate.
English are still winless against the USA.
What's the Southgate? In World Cup. Is that a per?
Gareth Southgate is the gaffer.
That's right.
For England.
The old Gary. Old Gare. Okay. If you're wondering and you like anarchy in chaos in sports.
Right up my alley.
The California Golden Bears currently hold a 14-10 lead over UCLA.
Which makes that win last week not so good.
I think it's the uniforms.
But those uniforms are slick.
And I love that helmet.
Yeah. With the C on it. They're wearing the throwbacks.
I love a good throwback.
But if you were, this is of note, if you are a Washington fan, because we outlined earlier, there's three chances that the Dogs get into the Pac-12 championship game.
You need this one.
Two of them include Colorado beating Utah, which not gonna happen.
Nope.
The other is that the Beavs beat the Ducks, the Huskies beat the Cougs, Utah beats Colorado, and Cal has got to beat UCLA. So this would be
step one.
Yeah. This would be leg one of your four-leg parlay to get into the Pac-12 championship.
That's probably the best way to frame this.
Yeah.
Is that you need a four-leg parlay and your odds are that good.
Yeah, it's about that about that good a chance of happening. All right, let's get to it, though. We mentioned two of the rivalry games here in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. They're going to play a big role in deciding who's in the Pac-12 championship game. Let's start with the Apple Cup. The Apple Cup prediction. Who do you got in the Apple Cup?
You know what? Never met a Coug I didn't like. Go Cougs.
Yeah, just for the sentimentality of it all, and plus, you know, I had to catch myself. F the Huskies.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Huck the Fuskies.
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
I was afraid I was going to spit that out wrong.
Yep.
Look at us growing, learning, not to swear. Not to swear. Look, I agree with both of you guys in that never met a Coug I didn't like.
Yeah.
I love the Cougs.
But
I think Washington's going to win. It is going to be in Pullman, though. It apparently is going to be cold as sin and playing at 7:30 at night. Weird things will be afoot.
Makes it tough to throw the ball.
Well, you know what else does? When the entire crowd is liquored up on Bush Light and Fireball, my friends.
Whee!
Pullman special.
Yeah, it ain't going to be warm outside, but they're going to be warm on the inside.
Yep.
That's the Cougs. All right, let's go to, how about the game for the Jeweled Shillelagh? Which sounds rather erotic, but that's what USC and Notre Dame play for.
I mean, it's ribbed for pleasure. No? Nothing? Okay.
Oh, those Trojans.
Listen, just Google the Jeweled Shillelagh and you'll figure out what I'm talking about.
You'll know.
You'll know real quick.
You'll know. Oh, yeah, no way. Danny has USC winning that game. I'm with you. I think USC rolls them, too.
Yeah, I do, too. And it's been a while since they've gotten to be the team that they've been historically and have a chance to absolutely punk Notre Dame. I have a standing bet for a 20-year bottle of Macallan with a long-standing Notre Dame alum. And I have a reeling suspicion that I'm going to get that bottle this year.
Wait, what is it every year?
Yes.
Oh.
Every year.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I've had to pay up way too many recently.
All right. What? How about the game? We got the – oh, wait, Russ, who do you got?
Oh, I'm going to go with USC. Just USC, Stanford, they looked – or not, excuse me, Notre Dame, too many bad, poor
Don't
games
trust
early
offense.
On. And yeah.
All right, the game, Ohio State. Michigan, number 2 versus number 3. It is in the shoe at Ohio Stadium.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ohio State, even though I'm not. Blake Corum being nicked up is – if he was healthy, I might lean towards Michigan because they can just they could grind that game out.
Yeah,
defensively, I think that they are legit. But I don't think without Corum they have the ability to really kind of grind this thing out and keep Ohio State off the field.
I'm with you. I got Ohio State. I like Ohio State in this game.
I appreciate Ohio State.
With Blake Corum, I've resorted to breaking down video of Blake Corum delivering turkeys on Thanksgiving using his NIL money. And he's got a significant limp, folks. He's got a significant limp.
Again, I would love for this to be me tightening my tinfoil hat, and this is all part of Harbaugh's scheme.
Oh, if there was a coach to tell his player, make sure you're limping when you're out there.
Sell it. Sell it.
Or intentionally, like, putting on a brace on his leg as he goes so he has to limp. It's Jim Harbaugh. Oh. It's Harbaugh. You got Ohio State too, Rust? Or are you a Michigan man?
I wish both teams could lose.
Yikes.
Oh.
But without that being a possibility.
Why do you not like Michigan or Ohio State?
I just don't like either one. I never really have. They're just always shoved down our throats. I don't want your Big Ten football.
I don't care about 10-7. Okay. And then,
but Ohio State.
But I wish both could lose, but Ohio State. Iron Bowl, anybody outside of Alabama scoring 100?
No.
Does Alabama cover 22?
Yes.
22 in the Iron Bowl. Yeah. I don't think they cover. I'm taking Auburn to cover.
Cadillac Williams does have them playing better. I'm gonna take Cadillac because I like me some Cadillac. I'll take Auburn to cover.
Yeah, most wins by a coach named Cadillac.
There you go.
Facts. All right, and Ducks and Beefs. Right here on The Fan, 12:30 tomorrow.
I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go Beavs.
You're going to go Beavs.
I'm going Oregon. We'll say about, I'm going to go like 27-24.
I think this is going to be played to the spread.
Smash mouth football game. I think we'll find out very early whether this thing's going to be a blowout or really tight. Because if Oregon State can't run the ball, it's going to be a long day for the Beavs and Corvallis. I got the Ducks as well, though. I'm glad you did it so we didn't even the college game day jinx. Though,
yep.
You know?
Yeah. No.
Not everybody's doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I give the Beavs a 40% chance, but I think that at home, they've got a fight in this.
I got Ducks by a touchdown. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it'll be a good game. Good game. All right. We will be back on Monday to break it all down from noon to 3. Up next, you got Primetime with Isaac and Suk. From 3 till 7, then the pregame show, Anthony Newman, Andy Dirt Johnson, and myself from 8 a.m. to 10:30 when we hand it off to Ducks pregame. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday.
Fight on.
We go both ways.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back.
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.